I believe most of you would have to admit that there's areas of your life that you're insensitive to God. But that's not the way that God intended it to be. It's not the way He created us to be. It's our own hardness of heart that has caused this. And today I'm going to share with you about how you can solve this situation. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm sharing some good news with you. It may not sound like it because the title of my teaching is about hardness of heart. It's kind of a negative title. But I'm talking about what causes our heart to become hardened towards God. And once you understand this, you can reverse the process. And here's the good news part. You can actually become insensitive, cold, unfeeling, and unyielding towards all of the junk, the unbelief, and the fear that this world has to offer. And you can become so sensitive to God that you just don't know how to disbelieve God. I don't know if you got that or not, but most Christians really believe that the Christian life is just a struggle and that you have to be tempted and that you are constantly in the process of being drawn away from God. Matter of fact, some of these songs, there's some songs that I really love. Matter of fact, I use this one song as an introduction to my radio program for over a decade. And I love the song, the majority of it, but there was a part of it about, I know that I'm just prone to wander and all of these things. Well, yes, there is a tendency there, but most people amplify that and talk about that so that it just seems like that the Christian life, you have to white knuckle it and you're in a constant state of just resisting evil and resisting the flesh and resisting temptation. I know that as I talk about this, there's many of you saying, well, yeah, that's the way that it is. No, it doesn't have to be that way. You know why it is that way? Because we spend too much time considering all of this junk that this world has to offer, and because of it, we are sensitive to that. Your heart becomes sensitive to the things that you spend a lot of time contemplating and focusing upon. But the opposite side of this is that your heart becomes hardened towards things that you don't focus on. And if we would reverse the process to where we just focus our attention on the things of the Lord, if you were to spend not just a little bit of quality time, but quantity time seeking the Lord, studying the Word of God, and praying with your heart and mind stayed upon God, did you know some of the temptations that seem to be just so strong in your life and that are just pulling you away from God, you would become hardened towards them to where honestly it would be hard for you to go out and live in sin. Now I know some of you right now are just saying, it's not so. This just isn't so. Well, it is so. It's my testimony. And I'm going to give you some more examples on this as we could go through this teaching. I think that'll make this very clear. But you do not have to be to where it is just like there is a vacuum cleaner that is just always sucking you away from God, pulling you in the wrong direction. Yes, the potential is always there. We live in a world where there is temptation, but I'm saying you don't have to be dominated by temptation. You don't have to get to where you are really just, struggling to keep from going out and living in sin. You can get to a place where it's easier to live for God than it is to go out and live for the devil. And I know that that's hard for some people to understand, but it's absolutely true. So I've been establishing out of Mark chapter 6 in verse 52 that whatever you consider, the word consider means to study, ponder, deliberate, or examine, focus your attention on, those things your heart is drawn towards. You become sensitive to those things. But whatever you fail to consider, there begins to be a deadening in your heart, a desensitivity, an insensitivity towards those things. And the problem has been that we have been too focused on the things of this world and too much neglecting the things of God, and therefore the world and the natural realm seems to be having dominance in our lives. Not because of out-and-out sin, rebellion towards God, but just a preoccupation with just the natural world. There needs to be priorities established where we set our heart upon God, where we spend time in the Word of God, in prayer, in communication with God through the Holy Spirit, in fellowship with believers. Most of us, if we would just saturate ourselves in that, we would see a noticeable change in our heart in a very short period of time. Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. That in our Bible college here, we have people, of course, come from different countries, from all over the United States. We have people that come from every different background, every different situation you could imagine, people come. So we have people come, and when they first come into the school, many of them have a hardened heart towards God. They may not use that terminology, but scripturally, that's what we talk about. They're just insensitive. They don't hear the voice of God. They don't have joy. Many people come with emotional problems. A lot of people come with physical problems, financial problems, marriage problems, things like this. And they come to the school with all of this hardened heart towards the things of God, insensitive towards God, but very dominated and controlled by all of these negative things that we pick up in the world. And as they sit under the Word of God, 4 hours a day of teaching, they get into an atmosphere of faith. They begin to start making relationships with people. And I tell you, one of the great things about our Charis Bible College here in Colorado Springs, and it's also true in Atlanta and in Chicago, in all of the places, our foreign schools, the UK, all of these schools have a common thread, and that is that it's just an atmosphere of faith. People love God, and the students minister to each other, not only during the school time, but in off hours they become friends with each other. They go over to each other's house. They begin to start staying together. So here's the deal. Over a period of time, these people who come in one way with hurts, pain, sickness, poverty, depression, anger, bitterness, all of these kind of things, as they sit under the Word of God and they just start focusing upon God to a greater degree than any of them have ever done in their life. Most of them have never sought God that strong in their life. Over a period of time, their heart just begins to change. Their heart begins to soften. And the depression begins to leave. The sicknesses leave. The financial problems leave. They begin to start prospering. Everything in their life begins to start changing. And most of the time, it is so gradual that the students don't really recognize it until, like, they take a break and go home for Christmas or something like that. As a matter of fact, I can remember one of our students who was 17 years old when he came to school. And the only reason he came was because it was an opportunity to get out of the inner city of Chicago. And his mother paid for him to come and gave him an apartment and a car. And so he had all of these perks. And so he just thought, well, what a great deal. So he came to school, but he didn't like it. He didn't even want to be here. He kept talking about, I can't wait until Christmas comes. I'm going home and I'm not coming back. And so that was just his thing that he told everybody. So he stayed in school for approximately 6 months. When he went back home over the Christmas break, he tried to go back and reintegrate himself with his friends and get back into that. Two of his friends had been murdered in inner city Chicago, and he found out, he didn't realize it, but his heart had been changed. His desires had changed. His way of thinking had changed because he'd been sitting under the Word 4 hours a day. He was fellowshipping. He made new friends, new believers, people who were in love with God instead of people who were out into all the gang mentality. And he went back and just realized that he didn't necessarily want it when he first came, but he had changed. And he liked the changes that he saw. Anyway, he came back after the Christmas break and he stayed through 2 years of school, and it changed this guy's life. And this is what I'm saying is, most of us don't realize how much that the world has integrated itself into our thinking. Most of us don't realize, it's subtle the ways that things happen, but we don't realize how much we've been programmed through the news media, through the movies that we watch, through the television programs, through our associations, our friends, just all of the negative things. We don't realize how much unbelief there is in this world that is just bombarding us on a daily basis. And when people come to this school and they begin to sit under the Word and hear nothing but the truth 4 hours a day, then they go home and study those things. They fellowship with believers. They just immerse themselves into a culture that is all about loving God and relationship with God and faith and grace. It just changes people's lives. And you know what's happening? It's this teaching that I have on hardness of heart. Without realizing it, many people, I'd even go as far as to say most people have really got a hardened heart towards the things of God, and they aren't aware of it because they aren't out living in sin. They aren't rebelling and hating God. That's not it. But what I'm trying to get across is sin is only one thing that hardens your heart towards God. Just being preoccupied with this natural world, letting the unbelief of this world come through your mind, through your ears, and through your eyes unchallenged will harden your heart towards God. You know, I don't watch much television. I try not to listen to the radio except Christian radio and do some things. But even though I limit my exposure to this, I still get negative things spoken. Like, for instance, I know that sometimes I listen to the news on the radio because I like it. It's about a 3-minute blip, and you don't get as much unbelief as you get when you watch 30 minutes or an hour's worth of news on television. I figured I could handle 3 minutes and find out what's going on in the world. But even in situations like that, they'll come up with negative statements about the bird flu or the flu that's coming through, and they make all of these statements, and the way they're saying it is not like, you know, are you sick yet? It's just, you will be sick. Are you sick yet? It's not like it might not work. For those of you who are believing God, this doesn't apply to you. They state things in a way that it just is subtle unbelief coming at you. And you can ask my wife. When I hear stuff like that and they say there's a flu epidemic and have you gotten your flu shot, I'll stand up and I'll say no, and I don't need a flu shot because by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. And I counter that stuff because if you don't counter it, whether you realize it or not, that is going to desensitize you to the fact that by the stripes of Jesus you're healed. You know, we're out of time today, but I've got a lot more to share about this, so we'll continue it on our program tomorrow. And I encourage you to listen as our announcer gives you information about how you can get these materials.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK58B titled The Cause Part 2 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Karis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc, a full children's ministry, and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. It's a wonderful opportunity to take the Colorado vacation you've always wanted. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings. The 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd. Change your life. Change the world.